time.
And you call
it a fodder stack.
Okay. Any other ways of keeping it outside besides the fodder stack?
No, not, we didn't.
Uh-huh.
We always put it either on that, and when it got good material, then my daddy would bring it to the house, put it in the loft with the other.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good cured, and the bottle would be so flat, you know, they'd lay right on top of one another so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Got up from that table of menu day right there, going to rain and corn out there, and go out there and tote it that crib, and then come back and finish eating dinner. It lost the rain on it.
If it rains on it, it'll ruin it?
Well, it would after it was dried.
Mm-hmm.
It would make it mold. If you know what a mold is. You've seen mold in clothes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be in that fodder, and then that horse would need it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Wasted.
Did you have hay here much?
Not there. We didn't mess with hay.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what those little piles of hay are called that you raise?
Well, some of them, when they fix them, they call them bales of hay.
Uh-huh. And where did you used to keep milk and butter? Before you had refrigerators?
Well, now when we had it, we kept it in a safe, and it's right around there.
Mm-hmm.
Or up in the kitchen. And if we wanted it to stay cool, just like I told you, said, I would tie a rope around it in a jar with a lid where it wouldn't let set down the well.
Uh-huh.
It would sour. And if you wanted to keep butter, you'd put it in a container and set it. And a lot of people, not us, would have what they call a spring.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put it in that spring and keep it all the time, just like being in an icebox.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept ours. If we had too much, we just let it down that well. That water's cold as ice in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, a farm where they had a lot of milk cows, that'd be called?
Well, that'd be called a dairy.
Okay. Did you ever have a dairy being something you'd have out in your yard for keeping your own milk and butter?
Well, I've seen them with it, but it's called in a milk box to
mm-hmm.
put your milk in. It would be, you know, so like I told you, that's safe
mm-hmm.
and built up from the ground up side of a tree
mm-hmm.
where it'd be in shade all day.
You call that safe or a cupboard? It's the same thing?
I think they'd call it a milk. Someone called it a milk box or a milk
uh-huh.
safe. We didn't have one then because we used ours in the
mm-hmm.
kitchen here.
Did you ever hear of a, say, if you brought water in from the well, well, I guess your well's close enough to the house, so maybe you wouldn't need this, but a special place on the porch where you...
Yes, ma'am. Get away from that buckshot.
What would you have?
We had a bucket and a wash pan.
Uh-huh.
We towed each from wheel in the bucket. Our wash place used to be right there.
Uh-huh.
And we had a bucket hanging up yonder and come down on the rod. No
uh-huh.
cat could get in it and no nothing. We had a dipper there. All drank out the same dipper. People don't do it now. But we didn't have no diseases. We was healthy as bucks. But we stayed out in that hot sun, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, it made us, and worked off the, I don't know what, the poison.
Mm-hmm.
We were real healthy here, and drank that well water.
Mm-hmm.
If it got to where it wasn't good, my dad would draw it out, and I'd see it run all the way around his house and go out. And then it'd spring from the bottom, and it'd come back up clear.
You mean keep drawing it out?
Keep drawing out bucket for a bucket till it got it all out of there. That's a job.
That's
it worked back them days. But there was nowhere else to get water.
Uh-huh.
Nobody had a pump. Hmm. Now, when we moved to our little house over there after we got married, we had a pump, a deep
mm-hmm.
well. But I've toted my clothes a minute up here to wash in this soft water. That water had some of its lime, though. Back then, you didn't have any washing powders.
Mm-hmm.
Old, the two, see what they call them now, twins. Two little niggers on a box about like spick and span. That's all the powder you could get.
Hmm.
Cut up soap in there. Made up our own lye soap with potash and cracked it until we would get hot. Yes, sir. I got some soap running around made out of all kinds of soap. You see, you know, all that. Taking sweet soap, and you know what, you wash your face. You know, just a little bit of cakes.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you see an optical soap,
right?
Uh-huh. Well, where I use it with the clothes, I just stick it in there and put it all in a pot. Let it come to a good boil and cut it out.